Robert, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What do you think about chairs in general? And then what do you think about chairs specifically, like what someone should sit on at the computer?
Oh, that's an excellent question. And I've
Thank you.
actually given yes, and I've actually given a lot of thought to that. In general, I think you want a firm, fairly flat surface. And what I personally find sitting at a desk, doing this conversation right now, or working on the web or whatever, I use a stool that's about 1.5 times as high as a normal chair. Wooden stool, doesn't have any back. And I find that unbelievably more comfortable than sitting in a chair. And I've introduced this concept to a lot of my students, and I'd say about half of them have become adapters, so to speak. So I got the idea actually from the book The Chair by
Galen Krantz.
Galen Krantz, who's an Alexander teacher, and I believe she's a professor of architecture at Berkeley, am I not? Something like
I
that.
can't remember if it's architecture or not, but
Yeah,
yes,
she
it does
wrote a
work.
brilliant book. We'll put a link to it. It's called The Chair. It's actually a fascinating history of the chair and its implications for social development and so on. But anyway, she has a little bit in there about sitting herself and what she might recommend. And she threw that idea out, and I just picked up on it, and it's I've been doing it now for, I don't know, 8 or 9 years, I think. And I wouldn't give it up. So I certainly recommend a firm surface. What was the rest of your question? There was more to it than just the
Yeah, but
chair?
I'll ask you in a moment, but I want to elaborate on what you're talking about with your stool. So if it's 1.5 ch times the height of a regular chair,
It's a
do your feet
standard
touch
height, yeah. Yeah.
the ground or?
Yeah. They touch the ground. The chair, it's a standard kind of a chair. I got this at Target for $20. It's actually made out of some very high quality teak wood. I think it's the decimation of the Malaysian rainforest, but it's an incredibly solid chair and very cheap. So you know the
Well,
backstory. You know the
it's
backstory's not going to
important
be good.
to actually have a good, healthy stool every day. So I think, you know, you're right there with it.
I don't think we want to go too far in that direction.
So I wonder for people with shorter legs how that would work out, though.
Oh, you could just put your feet on their little rungs on the chair.
I
But
don't
the other
know.
thing is, even if you're short, what you do is you just scoot forward in the chair a bit, and you'd have to be, I think. Well, that's a good question. But I think you'd have to be really short for that not to work at some point. But then you could just have a somewhat lower stool. That's the other solution to that. This one's kind of a standard height. I don't know what it exactly is.
And is it a round surface or a
I'll
rectangular?
put a link to a representative stool on the site, so to speak. But they're very cheap. What I tell students is take it home, have it around, play with it. Don't feel under any obligation to use it over your regular chair, and just see what happens. And what a lot of them find, and sometimes very, very quickly, within a couple of days, they just decide, oh, this is a lot more comfortable. And I personally would never sit on a chair if I had a nice stool like this available.
Now, is it a rounded top or is
Yeah,
it
it's a
a?
round top.
All
Round's
right.
nice because you can scoot around on. I think maybe if I ever get into making videos, that would be a perfect video to make, showing me moving around on top of a stool.
Be sort of your own spinning class.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what was the rest of your question, though?
I was talking about chairs in general. So
Yeah.
I asked about both sitting at the computer and chairs in general,
Yeah.
which you sort of covered
I
there.
think so. I mean, generally firmer is better, but some Alexander teachers have been known to take the idea of firmness to an extreme. My first teacher, who was probably as different a teacher to me as I am to my students in many ways, but he was a good teacher. And his first thing he told you after your first lesson was, you're never going to sit on a couch or anything stuffed like that. Again, you're going to be sitting on boards, which he provided. They were like pieces of wood covered with vinyl, with a little bit of very thin padding on them. And there were different sizes. You could take them in your car. You could take them on airplanes. I had quite a collection of them at one point. And looking back
on it.
Well,
then he was really the chairman.
He was the chairman.
Yes, of the board. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not a totally crazy idea for some chairs to maybe have a board, but I don't think really that's the way to use a firm surface. I think using a firm surface is about it being a more pleasant experience. If you have some, you know what I mean? I don't think you should force people into, it's like forcing women into wear high heels, not to wear high heels.
Yes,
yes. And actually, I'll just close with this little story.
Oh, wait, but I have things
to say. Oh, you have things to say. Well, yes. We'll put that story in another interview. You say your things.
Well, I agree a firm surface is nice. And you can have a firm, you can, as long as you have a firm surface that you can reach with what are nicknamed your sits bones, the two bottom parts of the hip bones that we sit on, as long as they can be even on a firm surface, that's great. So you could have a cushion where you sink a little bit into the cushion, but you reach a firm bottom,
exactly.
Even if it doesn't feel hard to sit on.
Yeah.
And that's a problem with car seats, is they don't have, and some other furniture, is they're sort of endless spring. They may even seem firm, but they're actually springs. And so if you have an imbalance one side to the other, you're going to be heavier on one sits bone than the other, and it causes a shear up through your body and can cause some pain if you sit like that for a while. So it's good to put a little firmer support there, but it doesn't need to be a board. It can be some cushion that's some flatter surface that's covered with a little bit of cush. It should be comfortable, but just to know that a lot of people, if they don't sit on something where their sits bones are actually evenly touching a hard surface, evenly reaching the bottom of some firm surface, that it throws things off in their back. And then the other thing about chairs is regular chairs are built so the seat part of it that you sit on is angled down towards the back of the chair.
That's very bad.
So it's higher in the front.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. Yeah. You should always try.
That would
try
be it. Like if you were sitting in a nice reclining lounge chair and working on your computer, you just wouldn't do it.
Right.
You know, you put the chair a little more upright.
That's why flat's kind of the way to go. I mean, it doesn't have to be bone hard. It can be covered with some kind of material. But
and I also have opinions about arms of chairs. I don't know if you
tell you what. Let's have another conversation, okay? Because I think this one's getting to be a little too long.
All right.
I mean, we could talk about arms of chairs in the next conversation. Shall we do that?
We could have a whole talk about arms.
All right.
It could be an arms agreement. I think that's great. We'll have an arms agreement.
Okay. All right. So we're going to end this interview.